Yevamos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, 4:13, and now we discuss Ezuhu Mamzer, who is the Mamzer, what defines him, and really I laid the groundwork with the introduction to the previous Mishnah on this, but the point here is what defines an act which would produce a Mamzer. So the Mishnah says, Kol She'er Basar, any kind of blood relation, meaning incestuous relationship that's prohibited by the Torah, Shehu below, Yavo, even if the Torah says you may not get married, but no further penalty, meaning no kares, just a lo yavo, you can't marry her, divrei Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva. That's his previous Mishnah Shita, essentially. We're saying that if the Torah says you can't do it, you can't do it, and it would produce a mamzer, so even the lesser cases like the previous Mishnah. Shimon Hatimni, he was from a place called Timnas, his name was Shimon, he's not called Rebbe because he didn't live long enough to get smicha, but this fellow Shimon Hatimni, he holds kol shechayavan alav kares bidei shemayim. Any love which implicates a penalty of kares that Hashem will carry out, or of course worse if the Bezin carries it out. So then those are the relationships which would produce offspring who are mamzerim. V'halacha k'dvarav, and the halacha is like his words, says the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, that you need to have a chi of kares in order to produce a mamzer. And in fact, the halacha is k'dvarav, like the Mishnah says. That's a general rule that we don't paskin based on a Mishnah. And even if the Mishnah says the halacha follows somebody, the halacha may not follow that person. However, in this case, indeed the halacha follows this psak of Shimon HaTimni, meaning it's a chi of karas only that produces a mamzer. And there is an important exception to that rule, which is that a nida, woman who is a nida, so she's an iser karas, one may not sleep with such a woman, and if he does, and she conceives while she's a nida, of course, she won't conceive while she's actually menstruating, but she remains tamea until she goes to the mikvah. So if she doesn't go to the mikvah, she stays at nida. If she conceives and has a baby, that child will not be a mamzer, even though the conception happened, which would affect the chi of karas, because one who sleeps with a nida is chayav karas. Okay. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. Rabbi Yehoshua is the most lenient of all. He says, Kol shachayav nalav Misas Bezdin, only relationships that are listed there in Parshas Kedoshim, that the incestuous relationships that carry the penalty of Misa, of capital crime punishment by the Bezdin itself, only those most severe prohibitions are the ones that would produce a mamzer. There are different kinds of those kinds of relationships and different kinds of penalties. So, for example, a generic aishas ish, if one sleeps with a married woman, the penalty for that is chenek, strangulation. But there are other kinds of penalties, because there are other kind of relationships that could carry with them strefa or skila. Whatever it is, it has to carry one of those misos in order to produce a mamzer, says Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is going to try to bring a proof, an anecdotal proof, that Rabbi Yehoshua is correct, because he says, Matzasi Megillas Yochsin B'Yushalayim. He says, I once found a scroll, and that scroll was an old scroll that detailed the genealogy of a family, V'chasuv Ba, and in it, it was annotated, Ish Ploni Mamzer, that so-and-so was a mamzer, because Me'eshes Ish, he was born from a adulterous relationship. And Rabbi Shimon ben Azai understands that the reason why the scroll, the Sefer Yochsin, genealogical record, mentioned explicitly the reason why he's a mamzer is because of Eishes Ish, it was an adulterous married woman who gave birth to this child, is to tell you that it's only marriages, and it's the only unions like that, which would produce mamzerim. L'kayem divrei Rabbi Yehoshua, because Rabbi Shimon ben Azai wanted to bring support for Rabbi Yehoshua. Nevertheless, halacha does not follow him. Halacha is, like I said before, like Shimon HaTimni, that it's only that even a union that's prohibited by a kares, that's a Hashem, heaven would mete out the punishment, also produces a mamzer. Now the Mishnah wraps up with one last point. Really, the point is based on the fact that the pasuk says, "This is the pasuk in Vayikra Yirches 18:18, where it says, "Ve'isha el achos lo sikach litzror lagalos ervasa." Aleha bechayeha. One may not marry a woman's sister to take her on as a co-wife in this incestuous relationship, bechayeha, during her lifetime. But which the Torah is coming to tell us that during the first wife's lifetime, her sisters remain prohibited by penalty of karas. But once the first wife dies, her sisters become permitted. And that being the case, says the Mishnah, Ishto Shemesa. If one had a wife and then she died, Mutar Bachosa. Now the widower could marry his late wife's sister. Same goes Gersha Umesa. If he divorced the woman and then the divorced woman dies, again, Mutar Bachosa, he now can marry her sister. And similarly, Nisas La'acher. Even if he divorced a woman and then she married somebody else, so she has a new family with a new husband, it doesn't matter. As long as she's alive, he cannot marry her sister. But Vemesa, once she dies, and only once she dies, Mutar Bachosa. Now, the first husband, the husband can marry his ex-late wife's sister. Similarly, Yevimto Shemesa, if one performs Yibim with a woman, so they're married like in old ways, but that means, of course, that her sister has become prohibited to him. But when she dies, Mutar Bachosa, he, the Yavam, can now marry his Yavama's, who was his wife's, sister. And finally, Chalatzla, if one performs Chalitza. So we said again, she becomes prohibited to him, according to Rabbi Akiva Midoraisa, according to others, it's Midorabanan. But be that as it may, he may not marry her, Umesa, but once the Chalutza, that woman, does die, Mutar Bachosa, the person, the Cholitz, the one who performed Chalitza, now could marry that Chalutza, the late Chalutza, the dead Chalutza's sisters, and that would be permitted.